This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris. It's the 4th of September, and it's a pretty special day for us here at BFM. Now, if you're a long-time listener, you'll know that today is our birthday. And what makes 2018 extra special is that today marks the 10th year of us being on air. And because of that, today we're going to change things up a little bit. We're going to be looking back at the roller coaster of a ride that was the last decade and look at just how far we've come with your support. So let me take you back 10 years ago to September 2008. It was a time when BlackBerrys were still hot. The iPhone had only just been launched the year before and you could only log on to Facebook from your desktop. It was also a time when Barack Obama was campaigning to be the first African-American president of the United States. And here at home, Barisan Nasional was denied a two-thirds majority for the first time in its history. And while all that was happening, our boss Malik Ali had this insane idea to set up Malaysia's first business radio station.
The first idea was radio. When I came back, this was in 1995, a gentleman called Ananda Krishnan had launched something called Myasa Broadcast Network, and they had five or six radio stations all at once. So I thought, oh, here's Malik Ali versus Ananda Krishnan, do some other things lah. It was a very successful thing for AMP radio at the time. The conventional thinking is that the only radio, at least in Malaysia, is that the only radio stations that make money are the ones that are focused on entertainment. Why involve yourselves in something more substantive when making money on the entertainment is easier, you know, less headache, no regulatory issues? You know, finding talent for the business journalism is not easy and it's not cheap. So your cost structure becomes higher. But then I think 12 years later, the radio scene was getting a little bit trivial. It was, you know, everything was entertainment. And I found a lot of my peers saying that they did not listen to radio anymore because it did not educate them. 2 hours on the road and they're not getting much out of the existing radio stations at the time. And then that was why I said, okay, I wanted to do radio before, but maybe you can do radio in a slightly different way. So it's like, okay, so what do my peers listen to? What do they want to listen to? They said, well, something educational, all right, right direction. But then they said, but you know, we're not sure. We quite like NPR, we quite like BBC, but BBC can be a bit heavy. It depends. That's when I looked around and just thought, what are the kind of things that people like? The Edge newspaper was around at the time. And I thought, well, maybe business, right? First thing when we talk to each other, people say, you know, sudah makan. The second question they ask each other is, how's business? So I think that was the original genesis of the business radio station idea.
I mean, it was a great idea. And yes, there was a gap in the market. But still, what experience did Malik have in setting up a radio station? None. Nada. Zilch.
Zero. I didn't have any radio experience. After the genesis of the idea, the next step was to do something about it. I went to the MCMC website. They said, you need to apply for a content application service provider license if you want to do a broadcast radio. I thought, okay. And it was a great document. You know, they said, these are the things that we need. These are the steps that you have to do. And we'll reply to you within such and such a time. And, you know, either A or nay. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So I just applied. And then I had to come up with, I think it was about 500,000 ringgit for the application license, kind of like, you know, Scrounger and their friends, and then submit the application. And then I got a call about 3 weeks later from the regulators, and then they said, come in for a chat. And interestingly, during that chat, they were very receptive to the idea. They said our commissioners had looked at it and thought it was a grand idea. We don't have anything like this in Malaysia, but the only problem is we don't have any frequency. So I think that's where I got a little bit stumped. Then, you know, so I had some friends who were in the industry a little bit, and I said, how do you get a frequency? And they said, well, actually, there are frequencies around, Malik. It's just that they're not being used. Some people have applied for frequencies and actually got them and never used them. So I thought, oh, okay, can we somehow get those because they're not being used? So I went in and identified which one of the possible ones. And then I said, okay, who do I bring this to, right? And then I went back to our licensed guys at MCMC. Yeah, they don't feel empowered to do this sort of thing. I mean, you at the time, the regulators felt empowered to grant things, but not to take away things. You know, when you take away things, you upset a lot of people, right? So I had to go one above MCMC, which was the Ministry sister himself. So I started asking around, does anyone know Lim Keng Yek, you know, who was a minister at the time? And he happened to be 2 degrees removed from the person I know. So, you know, introductions. I met face to face with the minister and said to him, I want to do this. Your commissioners and your regulators have said it's a grand idea. All I need now is a frequency. Can I have a frequency, sir? And he goes, and he thought about it and he came back to me 2 weeks' time and said, yes, we have 2 frequencies. One is owned by a king and the other one is owned by someone else and who has not used it. I'll get that for you. The minister had the gumption to take back the frequency and he said, yeah, here it is. Yeah, go for it.
And now that he had the license, it was no longer a pipe dream. He had a radio station to build. And how does one go about doing that? Well, first, you figure out what kind of music you want.
So the license came through and then it was like, okay, how do we do this? So, you know, I fumbled the first few weeks trying to figure it out. We had to do a test transmission. So I just went to Telecom Malaysia and said, hey, look, I need to do this test transmission. Can you help me? And they said, okay, sure. Give us a CD or give us a, you know, a CD at the time, not a thumb drive. Burn us a CD and we'll do a test transmission for you. All right. That's when we came up with I looked in my cupboard and go, okay, what CDs do I have? So I just took out my personal playlist. And just compile a few things. Within that, I also put some recruitment ads, like saying, oh, if you're great, you know, if you're a program director, we're looking for program directors, we're doing the station and things like that. We're looking for sales, we're looking for engineers, et cetera. So I put those ads up on air. And I started getting little emails, right? So from people. And one fortuitous email was from a lady called Diana Blackburn. And she said, hi, I'm formerly with, AMP Radio, now Astro. AMP Radio, I used to do, I think classic rock station there. And can I come and see you? And I want like to talk about position. So I said, yeah, great, fantastic. This is wonderful. Met her. And then through the lunch, and an even better nugget came through. He said, oh, actually, my husband was asking also whether there was a position at BFM. I'm like, what does your husband do? Oh, he was the ex-CTO of AMP Radio. Yeah, of course. In front of Diana, I was like, oh, yeah, of course. But I'm like, in my heart, I was like, what a find. I was struggling so much. So Michael Blackburn came on board and set up this exact room that we're in right now. And Diana did programming. She did the first songs at BFM. They were really classic rock stuff.
And thank God for that, because classic rock is the lifeblood of BFM. Bieber-free music, remember? But if you're curious to know what was in Malik's personal playlist that became the first music that BFM aired, well, all the songs that you'll be hearing in this next hour, it was all aired exactly 10 years ago during BFM's first broadcast, curated by none other than the founder of BFM, Malik Ali. So 10 years later, here's Love Shack by B52 on BFM 89.9. Thanks for staying with The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris and we're celebrating our 10th anniversary here at BFM 89.9. Can you believe it? So that was an example of the music that we played in the first test transmission of BFM back in 2008. Again, all the songs that you'll be hearing in this hour, they all came from our founder's personal playlist. And as you heard Malik say a little earlier, part of the very first test transmission also included a few recruitment ads, like this one.
You're listening to the test broadcast of BFM 89.9, Malaysia's first business radio station. This part of the program focuses on careers at BFM. We're looking for talented producers to produce radio programs that are compelling to business managers and professionals. You'll work closely with our program director to come up with refreshing concepts and programs for our business audience. And when you hit the right formula, we'd like you to work with our presenters to see it through. You have a keen sense of what's on the mind of business managers and professionals from week to week. You'll find ways to secure an impressive guest list of business personalities for our shows. And you put in practice the motto of great shows, prepare, prepare, prepare. You are likely to have radio or TV production experience, but you could also be a print journalist keen to break into the live environment of radio and TV. For the role of producers, we welcome freelancers who prefer to work with us on a program-by-program basis. We're cool about having a small core group of producers and presenters being supported by a deep bench of freelancers. Creative output rarely comes in regular bite-sized pieces, so feel free to seize the moment with us when you're brimming with ideas. Then take a holiday when you're all dried up. To join our producer team, whether full-time or freelance, please email your resume and a sample or summary of your previous work at bfm899@gmail.com. The email address again, bfm899@gmail.com.
Among the emails that came in those early days was from an enterprising young woman whose voice I suspect many of you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Noelle Lim and I'm currently Executive Director of BFM Edge, B School, which is part of the BFM Media Group. I joined BFM in July 2008 as Content Manager. I first heard about BFM when my good friend Chong Si Ming sent out this email. She said that her former boss, Malik Ali, was starting this business radio station called BFM and he was looking for people. And at that time, I was corresponding for a Singapore-based magazine. And so I thought, hey, news item for me. And so I got in touch with Malik and we did a quick interview and I wrote my story and then I sent him the link. And then he asked me, by the way, if you have any ideas for this business radio station, do send it to me. And so I sent him this long list of items. He replied the email and said, hey, you know what, can you do? Can I hire you? And so I joined him as the first employee. Of course, I need to correct this. Officially, I'm employee number one because I signed my contract first. But really, it was Diana Blackburn that joined first.
Needless to say, as employee 001 of a startup radio station, there was plenty to do. Noelle needed a little help, and BFM needed an administrator.
So looking at administrator, I think I combed through Job Street, and that's when I found Crystal Cheng, who is still working with us. I actually called her on a public holiday, and the first question she asked me was, do you work on a public holiday? And I'm like, I'm so sorry, we usually don't, but I forgot it was a public holiday.
Hi, my name is Krista Cheng. I've been working with BFM for almost 10 years, since 16 September 2008. Okay, back then BFM was like so, the whole office was so empty. I think I just basically look after like below 10 staff. Compared to now, we have about 80 over staff, including the interns.
And so yes, the hiring spree continued as Malik grew his team of pioneers at BFM. Some of these people have moved on to do other things, and some have continued to grow and thrive at BFM.
Hi, I'm Mira Sivasuthi, General Manager at BFM since January 2018. Probably heard my voice on the health show over the last 8 to 10 years. Health always comes first. Coincidentally, the general manager position now has been in force since January. My goodness, how did I come from health to the GM of this organization? I have no idea. One of the pioneer members of the BFM team joined 2 months after they went to air in September 2008. I started off on the news team as in edited the news, I read the news, and then the afternoon show opened up, became producer of the show called The Bigger Picture for 2 years, and then anchor presenter for Bigger Picture in 2010 after I gave it up and held on to the health show about 2 years ago. So it's been a long journey here at BFM. Coincidentally, in 2010 as well, I was given the role of leading regulatory for the organization. Well, in the early days, there wasn't much work to do really as far as our regulators were concerned, but as BFM started to push boundaries and have more open discussions on air, we found that our regulators started to like us a lot.
I'm sure it will come as no surprise to loyal listeners of BFM that our content, well, sometimes it causes us to be at odds with our regulators. In fact, later this morning, we're going to share with you some of our regulatory struggles from the last decade. Some of these stories have made national news, and others you'll be hearing today for the first time. You can catch that in about 1.5 hours, just after the 9 o'clock news bulletin. Make sure you don't miss that, because Mira plays a huge role in smoothing things over when things get rocky with the regulators. In fact, she's just one of the many BFMers who have grown with the company.
I stayed home for 7 years to look after my 2 children. And after 7 years, I wanted to come back to work. And someone had asked me to try radio in the past, and I said, no way, because I didn't see a fit in entertainment stations. It was not in my nature. And one day, my husband was going through the Edge Weekly, and he said, my goodness, look, there's an ad here for a business radio station that's hiring. And I just said, no way, not in this country. And I looked at that ad, and it was true. It was a business radio station that was setting up and they were hiring. And this was in 2008. I remember, I think it was October. So I wrote in, I sent in my resume, and I thought, long shot, not going to happen. I always had this secret dream of being a newsreader. So I applied to be a newsreader. Long shot, I thought, no way this is going to happen. But so quickly, I think it was only like a day later, I got a call from somebody called Crystal Chung in the organization. And Crystal said to me, can you come in for an interview? And I was shocked. And I said, oh my God, I want to run and come, but it's Deepavali. I celebrate Deepavali. She's like, no, but can you come? I'm like, no, I can't come because it's Deepavali. And I'm at my mum's. She said, okay, then come in after. So as soon as Deepavali was over, I came in for an interview. I was interviewed by a person called Christine Edwards. I think all of us know Christine from Money Matters Day in TV3 back in the day. Christine did an air check with me. I read the news for her. And, you know, she said, you now need to meet the managing director of this company. And I said, okay, what's his name? His name is Malik Ali. And so I came back the next day and I was going to meet Malik Ali. And this Chinese looking man came walking towards me. And I thought, no way, la, cannot be. And he said, hi, I am Malik Ali. And I thought, wow, okay. So he sat down, he spoke to me. And I thought I was applying for a position as a newsreader. And he said, okay, Mira, we're going to hire you as a producer. And I looked at him and I thought, oh, wow, it's a big word. Should I ask him? Should I be honest and ask him? Or should I just keep quiet, come to work and just run, you know? And then I thought, no, I have to ask him. And I asked him, I said, what does a producer do? And you know what he said? He put his arm on my shoulder and he said, we will work together. And I have to thank the man for this life-changing experience. It's been 10 long years, but it's been a wonderful 10 long years.
And we'll continue our look back on those wonderful 10 long years just after the 7:30 News Bulletin. All this part of our special programming for BFM's 10th birthday today. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. Thanks for staying with The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris, and we're celebrating our 10th anniversary here at BFM 89.9. Can you believe it? So that was an example of the music that we played in the first test transmission of BFM back in 2008. Again, all the songs that you'll be hearing in this hour, they all came from our founder's personal playlist. And as you heard Malik say a little earlier, part of the very first test transmission also included a few recruitment ads, like this one.
You're listening to the test broadcast of BFM 89.9, Malaysia's first business radio station. This part of the program focuses on careers at BFM. We're looking for talented producers to produce radio programs that are compelling to business managers and professionals. You'll work closely with our program director to come up with refreshing concepts and programs for our business audience. And when you hit the right formula, we'd like you to work with our presenters to see it through. You have a keen sense of what's on the mind of business managers and professionals from week to week. You'll find ways to secure an impressive guest list of business personalities for our shows. And you put in practice the motto of great shows, prepare, prepare, prepare. You are likely to have radio or TV production experience, but you could also be a print journalist keen to break into the live environment of radio and TV. For the role of producers, we welcome freelancers who prefer to work with us on a program-by-program basis. We're cool about having a small core group of producers and presenters being supported by a deep bench of freelancers. Creative output rarely comes in regular bite-sized pieces, so feel free to seize the moment with us when you're brimming with ideas. Then take a holiday when you're all dried up. To join our producer team, whether full-time or freelance, please email your resume and a sample or summary of your previous work at bfm899@gmail.com. The email address again, bfm899@gmail.com.
Among the emails that came in those early days was from an enterprising young woman whose voice I suspect many of you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Noelle Lim and I'm currently Executive Director of BFM Edge, B School, which is part of the BFM Media Group. I joined BFM in July 2008 as Content Manager. I first heard about BFM when my good friend Chong Si Ming sent out this email. She said that her former boss, Malik Ali, was starting this business radio station called BFM and he was looking for people. And at that time, I was corresponding for a Singapore-based magazine. And so I thought, hey, news item for me. And so I got in touch with Malik and we did a quick interview and I wrote my story and then I sent him the link. And then he asked me, by the way, if you have any ideas for this business radio station, do send it to me. And so I sent him this long list of items. He replied the email and said, hey, you know what, can you do? Can I hire you? And so I joined him as the first employee. Of course, I need to correct this. Officially, I'm employee number one because I signed my contract first. But really, it was Diana Blackburn that joined first.
Needless to say, as employee 001 of a startup radio station, there was plenty to do. Noelle needed a little help, and BFM needed an administrator.
So looking at administrator, I think I combed through Job Street, and that's when I found Crystal Cheng, who is still working with us. I actually called her on a public holiday, and the first question she asked me was, do you work on a public holiday? And I'm like, I'm so sorry, we usually don't, but I forgot it was a public holiday.
Hi, my name is Krista Cheng. I've been working with BFM for almost 10 years, since 16 September 2008. Okay, back then BFM was like so, the whole office was so empty. I think I just basically look after like below 10 staff. Compared to now, we have about 80 over staff, including the interns.
And so yes, the hiring spree continued as Malik grew his team of pioneers at BFM. Some of these people have moved on to do other things, and some have continued to grow and thrive at BFM.
Hi, I'm Mira Sivasuthi, General Manager at BFM since January 2018. Probably heard my voice on the health show over the last 8 to 10 years. Health always comes first. Coincidentally, the general manager position now has been in force since January. My goodness, how did I come from health to the GM of this organization? I have no idea. One of the pioneer members of the BFM team joined 2 months after they went to air in September 2008. I started off on the news team as in edited the news, I read the news, and then the afternoon show opened up, became producer of the show called The Bigger Picture for 2 years, and then anchor presenter for Bigger Picture in 2010 after I gave it up and held on to the health show about 2 years ago. So it's been a long journey here at BFM. Coincidentally, in 2010 as well, I was given the role of leading regulatory for the organization. Well, in the early days, there wasn't much work to do really as far as our regulators were concerned, but as BFM started to push boundaries and have more open discussions on air, we found that our regulators started to like us a lot.
I'm sure it will come as no surprise to loyal listeners of BFM that our content, well, sometimes it causes us to be at odds with our regulators. In fact, later this morning, we're going to share with you some of our regulatory struggles from the last decade. Some of these stories have made national news, and others you'll be hearing today for the first time. You can catch that in about 1.5 hours, just after the 9 o'clock news bulletin. Make sure you don't miss that, because Mira plays a huge role in smoothing things over when things get rocky with the regulators. In fact, she's just one of the many BFMers who have grown with the company.
I stayed home for 7 years to look after my 2 children. And after 7 years, I wanted to come back to work. And someone had asked me to try radio in the past, and I said, no way, because I didn't see a fit in entertainment stations. It was not in my nature. And one day, my husband was going through the Edge Edge Weekly, and he said, my goodness, look, there's an ad here for a business radio station that's hiring. And I just said, no way, not in this country. And I looked at that ad, and it was true. It was a business radio station that was setting up, and they were hiring. And this was in 2008. I remember, I think it was October. So I wrote in, I sent in my resume, and I thought, long shot, not going to happen. I always had this secret dream of being a newsreader. So I applied to be a newsreader. long shot. I thought, no way this is going to happen. But so quickly, I think it was only like a day later, I got a call from somebody called Crystal Chung in the organization. And Crystal said to me, can you come in for an interview? And I was shocked. And I said, oh my God, I want to run and come, but it's Deepavali. I celebrate Deepavali. She's like, no, but can you come? I'm like, no, I can't come because it's Deepavali. And I'm at my mom's. She said, okay, then come in after. So as soon as Deepavali was over, I came in for an interview. I was interviewed by a person called Christine Edwards. I think all of us know Christine from Money Matters Day in TV3 back in the day. Christine did an air check with me. I read news for her. And, you know, she said, you now need to meet the managing director of this company. And I said, okay, what's his name? His name is Malik Ali. And so I came back the next day and I was going to meet Malik Ali. And this Chinese looking man came walking towards me. And I thought, no way, la, cannot be. And he said, hi, I am Malik Ali. And I thought, wow, okay. So he sat down, he spoke to me. And I thought I was applying for a position as a newsreader. And he said, okay, Mira, we're going to hire you as a producer. And I looked at him and I thought, oh, wow, it's a big word. Should I ask him? Should I be honest and ask him? Or should I just keep quiet, come to work and just run, you know? And then I thought, no, I have to ask him. And I asked him, I said, what does a producer do? And you know what he said? He put his arm on my shoulder and he said, we will work together. And I have to thank the man for this life-changing experience. It's been 10 long years, but it's been a wonderful 10 long years.
And we'll continue our look back on those wonderful 10 long years just after the 7:30 News Bulletin. All this part of our special programming for BFM's 10th birthday today. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9. Hello, thanks for staying with The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris and it's our birthday today. BFM 89.9 turns 10. And we're giving you, our loyal listeners, a sneak peek at how the station came to be. So come along with me as we rewind to 2008 when this first hit the air.
You're listening to Infocom 2008 program on the test broadcast of BFM 89.9, Malaysia's first business radio station. Please note that programs on this test broadcast are pre-recordings. Listeners are advised that although information and data in the program are accurate at the time of recording, they might not be accurate at the time of broadcast. BFM is a new business news radio station that targets business managers and professionals. If you're a business professional and have suggestions on what programs you'd like to hear on BFM, please email us at bfm899@gmail.com. The email again, bfm899@gmail.com. Up next, potential advertising wars in the mobile industry as mobile number portability gets implemented.
My listener at the time was male, with wife, two kids, you know, sort of some maybe working in a bank, maybe working in a company, white collar, I mean, basically office job. That was the image I had in my mind. Yeah, and to a certain extent, the stats bore it out for a while. I think at one point in time, we had about 70% males. But interestingly, the most interesting thing, I was actually a bit wrong, a bit off, right? The demographics I was aiming for, like around 35 to 45, that kind of thing, our demographics are younger. Our demographics are, you know, sort of 80% of our listeners are between the ages of 25 to 45. 25 to 45. I thought it was at least, you know, a layer above or two layers above that, right, in terms of age groups. But no, it is actually younger.
That was, again, our founder, Malik Ali. Here he is talking about the very first Breakfast Grill guest, the CEO of Cradle, the late Nazrin Hassan.
The Proper Life. So the Proper Life, I think we had some music going on from about early September a little bit, but the actual talk radio was live on the 4th of September. And I think our first Breakfast Grill was about a couple of weeks later, which was, I think, with the late Nazrin Hassan. He was kind enough to, like, you know, turn up at this radio station that he's never heard of before. And maybe no one's listening at the time, you know, but he graciously accepted the offer to be our first Breakfast Grill guest.
Now, The Breakfast Grill is BFM 89.9's flagship program. There has never been anything like it on Malaysian airwaves. No program has ever set out to challenge business leaders, politicians and thinkers in this way. Modelled after BBC's Hard Talk, we tried our best to give you a unique experience. And we hope we're still doing it today. Here now is a clip from the very first Breakfast Grill, that interview with the late Nazrin Hassan addressing the criticisms laid against Cradle back then.
Well, if you look at it, there will not be any mushrooming of technology ideas if we do not provide the sort of financial support that's necessary. I think what's essential is that once we've hyped it up, we've gained the support and interest of people, what's important is that you have to show them a pathway to commercialize. Now, one of the biggest stumbling blocks within this industry is that at the end of the day, when people get excited, you know, they've burned their own money through to create the prototypes and they can't commercialize. That's a waste, because at the end of it, when these entrepreneurs fail, they don't come back. They go back to employment and never return again. And the initiatives that the government have pushed, like the multimedia support corridor and things like that, will fail if we don't provide them a financial pathway. In other countries, you have angel investors that take up this slack, like in America. So in a developing country, I feel that what's proper is that until an angel investor community can be created, the government has got to fill up that gap.
That was the late Nazrin Hassan, the CEO of Cradle, our very first Grill guest. September 2008 was also a significant month for financial markets because it was the month that Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy. Now, the Lehman bankruptcy filing was the largest in history, and Lehman's collapse, well, that marked the beginning of the worst economic crisis in living memory.
We went to air on the 4th of September. There was already a lot of turmoil in the markets at the time and so on, but Lehman actually went down on the 15th of September. And I remember being so frustrated. I think our crew was only like 6 people strong. And we couldn't cover that Lehman Brothers bankruptcy in a way that was in any way adequate, right? I remember thinking, my gosh, I wish I was a little bit earlier and sort of being able to assemble the team. But never mind, let's just push ahead and just have to like bulk up the team so that one day we'll be able to cover anything like Lehman Brothers, no problem.
And bulk up was exactly what BFM did. Today, we're about 80 people strong, and we've been able to cover all the big news stories, everything from the 2 MH aviation disasters to the past 2 general elections. And to do that, we had to move beyond reporting purely business and financial news. Here's Noel again.
So come in 2010, I think this is when Dato' Sri Najib became Prime Minister, and he started a few things, like Pemandu, for example, and one of them was the National Economic Council. And so a senior representative of the NEC was invited to be interviewed. It was quite a divided interview. Like, some people felt that it was a great interview and senior civil servants need to be accountable and they need to answer hard questions. But of course, there's another group of people who felt there's only so much he can do. So they were sympathetic towards his cause. And so there was a lot of discussion whether was that a good interview, was it a bad interview. But I think the point for me at the time, I was thinking to myself, if we continue to do all these business interviews, yeah, they're interesting and they're like, you know, very informative, but it's not going to move the needle on anything. Really, it's just not going to move. When I say move the needle, I'm not saying change a political party or anything like that. I'm just thinking, how do you get people to just open up and talk about difficult issues? And so I decided to experiment with this thing called a current affairs show.
Coming up after this, we're going to be taking a look at what it's like to work over here at BFM 89.9. But first, more music coming your way. Here's another one that you may not necessarily hear regularly on BFM, but it's one from Malik's first playlist. Here's Brass in Pocket by The Pretenders on BFM 89.9. Hi, you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris. We're celebrating our 10th birthday today, and this hour has been dedicated to a behind-the-scenes look at how the station began. So far, we've given you an insight into the genesis of the station, who our very first recruits were, and why we play the music we play. But what is it like being an employee at BFM 89.9? What is the driving ethos behind our work culture?
So the kind of workplace culture, I guess, that I wanted to create was a very egalitarian one, where there's no hierarchy. I think in Malaysia, we're one of the societies that really, really entrenches hierarchy in everything, in the protocols that we do before we open ceremonies and things like that. There's a whole bunch of almost rituals that we go through to determine the hierarchy. And I think that's just, it just kind of like limits innovation, actually, because if you have a hierarchy, sometimes the best ideas are from folks on the front line, and generally not many senior people on the front line, right? Now, most people on the front line are either juniors or middlers, and they need to be able to come back to you with ideas. And if you have a hierarchy and you have a door that has blocks you from people entering this managing director's room, it stops that idea from flowing. So that was a culture I really wanted for BFM. So if you notice here today at BFM, there's no doors other than to the studios. And our new place, similar thing. I was asked by my shareholders, Malik, do you need a room, really? You really need a room? I said, no, I don't need a room. If I want to have a private conversation, I'll walk into a discussion room. And that was one. That was the egalitarian. The other one, the second one, I think, is to keep that hunger of a startup, that hunger of, you know, saying that, you know, we're hustling for business, right? That's the second point, that hunger of a startup. And then the third thing is, I'd rather the culture be sort of, how can we, you know, work in a way that, you know, we place the competition outside of BFM, you know, rather than within BFM. That means we're competing against, you know, other radio stations, other media. We're not competing amongst ourselves. You know, let's not say, oh, I'm the best presenter at BFM. I'm the best producer at BFM. Not so much that, but we are the best radio station or the best media out there. An external focus always on our customers and our listeners.
Now, when you think about BFM, the first thing that comes to mind is probably our acronyms. Bieber Free Music. Or is it Bright Free Malaysia? Or Break Faster Macha? Or even Busy Finding Money? Everyone has a favourite BFM acronym.
So a lot of people talk to us about how do we come up with the BFM acronym idea. You know, I went to a very good friend of mine, a guy called Zhu Hong Lee. And we had worked together and, you know, on my early project. So there was this element of trust that we've built. So I went up to him and said, hey, Zuzu, I want to do a business radio station. And I want to call it Business FM. And Zu was like, okay, business, yep. And then says, Malik, but maybe business could put off a few people, right? I mean, it's like, it can be a bit dry and so on. It's a bit like, you know, when you read the edge, it's a bit heavy, lah. You know, it's not so a thing. So can you allow me to play around with it a little bit? I said, yeah, sure. And then he goes, okay. Then he came back a couple of weeks later. And then, you know, he said, let's do this. Let's just keep it a little bit mysterious. Let's do, yeah, let's play with the words B, F, and M. You don't have that much money, right? I said, no, I have not much time at all. Like, there's 500,000 in a kitty that we applied for the license, but that's, you know, so far that's about it. Yeah, okay. So if that's the case, then we have to, you know, the classic radio station ads at the time was a billboard with all the presenters smiling and looking good and flashy and purple and reds and, you know, all these fantastic colors. Let's cut through the clutter, not through images, not through color, right? But through words and copy and wit and quirkiness. Let's do all those things that cuts through the clutter, right? Let's not do the things that all the others do, which is images and all that. So I said, okay, so how do we do this? Okay, let's play with BFM. And then we started conversing like this, right? Boosting financial markets, bulletins for Malaysians, blogger-friendly Malaysia. So we started conversing with each other in just BFM words. And I think that's the genesis of the BFM campaign. You know, and where can we put it? Or where can we put these things? We put it on the back of taxis, right? Because guess what? When you're driving a car, that back of the taxi is actually 2 inches from your radio dial, right? So that's what we did. So we put it on the back of taxis and off we went. And you know, we're talking about 10 years later and it's still continuing. It's even with the elections, Battle for Malaysia, Because Freedom Matters. So all this is still continuing.
And of all the BFM acronyms, which is the boss's favourite?
Building First World Malaysians. Because I think that's an aspiration. It's not first world in the Donald Trump sense. It's a first world in the utopian sense, meaning, you know, it's not just about economic growth. It's about social mobility. It's about empathy for people who are less fortunate than ourselves. It's about bringing everyone ahead together, not leaving people behind. I think that's my interpretation of first world. You know, we are successful economically, but we're also successful and progressive socially. And it's not about, like, I'll be honest, it's not about what Tonem says about industrialization. It's not about industrialization. It's not about economics only. It's about the mind. It's about people. We don't have to build a first world industrial society. We just have to build first world Malaysians. And the industrial society, the service society, industrial 4.0, all that will come. But we just focus on Malaysians, we'd be fine.
There you have it, a little bit of a look into how BFM 89.9 came to be on this, our 10th birthday. Tell us, what's your favourite BFM acronym? We'd love to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, after this, we're going to be taking a look at what lies ahead for BFM and the media landscape here in Malaysia. We have our newly minted Minister of Communications and Multimedia, Gobind Singh Deo, on a special edition of The Breakfast Grill. Make sure you stay tuned. It's just after the 8 o'clock news bulletin, right here on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.